This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Ramble. Listen, Han here, coming up to 7.39 in the morning. I'm sorry if I gave anyone a bit of a shock just now by announcing the 8.30 news. No, you are not late for work. It's only 7.40 right now. All right, as always at this point in time, the morning, we take a look at global markets, and joining us on the line is Vasu Menon, Vice President and Senior Investment Strategist with OCBC Bank in Singapore. Of course, a few hours ago, we had the Fed Chair Jerome Powell deliver a speech with a dovish tone. Now, major U.S. stock indices then gained over 2% while the greenback fell. So, good morning, Vasu. Thank you so much for joining us. And I'd like to begin there. Jay Powell said that the U.S. interest rates are just below neutral. Now, what does that mean for your outlook of U.S. interest rates as we head into 2019?
Well, you know, I think clearly he sounded more dovish, as you said, and that gave the stock markets a big boost last night. We think that, you know, the Fed may not increase interest rates as much as maybe, you know, Wall Street and most analysts think at this juncture. I think even the Fed in September this year, when Fed members were polled, they see 3 rate hikes next year in addition to 1 in December. Mm-hmm. So it is possible that after Jerome Powell's comments last night, plus don't forget, a day earlier, the vice chairman of the Federal Reserve had said that, you know, the interest rates currently are just below, or not just below, but much closer to the neutral rate. So you've got 2 Fed officials who sort of indicated that, you know, rate hikes may not be as significant in the coming months. It sounded a lot more cautious. So we should also be taking our forecast down. We're still evaluating what's being said, still digesting, you know, the rhetoric. But very likely we'll take down our forecast for the number of times the Fed will hike rates next year. We were looking at 4 rate hikes, but it's possibly going to be lower than that, maybe 3 or even 2 rate hikes next year, which is good news for equity markets and to some extent bond markets as well.
Now, Vasu, how do you reconcile the comments made by not just Jay Powell, but other Fed officials earlier this week and the dovish tone that's being struck versus what Jay Powell himself had said in early October? Back then, he's saying that, oh, we may go past neutral, but we are a long way from neutral at that point. Mm. This was October 3rd. Then here we are in November, and he's striking a dovish tone. What do you think has changed materially over the last few weeks?
Well, you know, actually, you're right. Nothing has really changed materially. I think maybe 2 things, if anything at all. I wouldn't call them very material. Number one, more housing data has come out of the U.S., which points to the fact that the housing market is weak. We've had several months of weak housing data. And the recent data points to further weakness in the housing market, which may have worried the Fed. And on top of that, you know, capital spending numbers, business investment numbers from the corporate sector have also been weaker than expected. And of course, don't forget, you know, in October, we had a big, big sell-off in the stock market. And so all those factors may have played on, you know, Powell's mind, the minds of the, you know, Fed chairman, and maybe other members of the Federal Reserve. So nothing has changed materially except from those things I mentioned. So it's a bit of a surprise that, you know, he suddenly turned a bit more dovish at this juncture.
And then, Vasu, also last night, Malaysian time, we saw the second estimate for third quarter U.S. GDP coming in, still at that unrevised 3.5%, you know, certainly well above trend there, right? And so from a fundamental perspective, do you think the Fed remains as data dependent as they claim to be, or could their eyes be, you know, are their sights being cast somewhere else? Financial bubbles, you know, maybe, I don't know.
I think they're clearly worried that, you know, high interest rates could create problems for the economy. Like I said, one area where there's problems for the economy is clearly the housing market. Mm-hmm. The housing market is feeling the strain from, you know, high interest rates. You can see it from housing start numbers, home purchase numbers. You know, those are being hurt by the high interest rates. And, you know, clearly the housing market is an important component of the U.S. economy. You know, so I think, yes, the Fed is going to be data dependent. But there's also this thing called the neutral rate that the Fed estimates. And that's the rate at which, you know, basically the economy doesn't, monetary policy is not too expansionary, neither is it too restrictive. And that rate is an inferred rate, is an estimated rate. And, you know, maybe the Federal Reserve feels that given what's happening with high interest rates, the impact of the housing market, maybe even the corporate sector, and the trade tensions that's in the background, global growth is slowing down. all those factors coming into play results in them, you know, now taking a more cautious tone. So it's not just what's happening in the U.S. economy, which seems to be doing well. The Fed now appears to be taking inputs from what's happening globally as well.
Right.
Global growth is slowing down, and we've got the U.S.-China trade situation that's also playing on the minds of the Fed.
Well, you know, Donald Trump has once again voiced his displeasure at Jay Powell. He said that he's not even a little bit happy about the pick for the Fed chair. And Trump's also blamed Powell for the Fed specifically for recent volatility in U.S. markets. Now, given everything that you've said about, you know, the worries over the housing market, now, do you think Donald Trump has a case here? Are expectations for higher U.S. interest rates to be blamed?
Well, you know, I don't think so. You know, I think Powell has done a relatively good job. You know, no doubt his increase in interest rates have created some volatility in the markets. But don't forget, there are other factors that play in the market as well. The U.S.-China trade war has been a big, big factor, you know, that's caused market volatility. And that, you know, uncertainty from the U.S.-China trade war has contributed as well to the stronger U.S. dollar. It's not just high interest rates, but also that uncertainty. And who created the uncertainty? It was really Donald Trump. He started the trade war. And so it's not fair, I think, to now point fingers at Powell and say, look, your rate hikes, your monetary policy is causing all these problems. It's not the job of the Federal Reserve to look at the stock markets, to be honest with you. Their job is employment and price stability. And on those fronts, they've done relatively well.
All right. So looking to the near term then, Vasu, look, we've got the FOMC minutes that's due out at 3 a.m. tomorrow, our time. And then also going into the weekend, you got that meeting between Donald Trump and Xi Jinping at the G20 summit in Buenos Aires. Going to have that highly anticipated dinner on Saturday there. So all these two events, FOMC minutes or the Trump-Xi meeting, which do you think will have greater sway on the markets in the near term?
That's a very tough one. I think both of them have a sway on the markets. But to be honest with you, I think if you think about it, the markets are now riding on cloud nine. They're very happy with what they heard from Powell yesterday night. And the markets will clearly be paying very close attention to the FOMC minutes due tonight and, you know, scrutinizing it for validation. Validation that what Powell has said and what the vice chairman of the Federal Reserve had said a day earlier, whether it comes through in the minutes, whether the other participants of the FOMC also feel the same way about the fact that, you know, maybe they should be more gradual in terms of increasing interest rates. So I think in the next 24 hours, it's the FOMC minutes. But after that, you know, it'll clearly be the meeting between Xi Jinping and Donald Trump. So both are important. But I think right now, markets on cloud nine, they're just hoping for more good news on the FOMC minute.
Yeah, it's very hard to get off that cloud nine, right? Thank you so much, Vasu, for sharing, for breaking it down for us. That was Vasu Menon, Vice President and Senior Investment Strategist at OCBC Bank Singapore. Now, after this, we're going to take a look at what's happening in the local corporate scene, including a look at Khazanah and its stake of IHH. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.